It's time to play like a Jet with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone, wide open, touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson! And it goes to Corey Davis. Crowder trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle, and there he goes! Crowder! It's a foot race, and Crowder is in there! A 69-yard touchdown.
Hill hit immediately.
He got the handoff.
You know who that is?
Q-inator. Oh my gosh!
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And we have got some breaking news. It is a wild start to this Thanksgiving week. And so for that, we bring in our friend who covers the Jets for NorthJersey.com, Mr. Andy Vasquez. Andy, what's going on, brother?
Not much. Just a really relaxed Tuesday afternoon. How about you?
Yeah, not much going on, right? Not much going on at all, except according to a source that fed this information to your friend Connor Hughes over at The Athletic, and then it was confirmed by Rich Simini over at ESPN. Zach Wilson is going to be starting in this game against the Houston Texans on Sunday. It'll be his first game back since getting injured against the Patriots. So good news there. We'll get into some other weird news involving the quarterback situation in a bit. But let's start with Wilson right now. I think it's a good thing that he got the opportunity to step back a little bit. Not good that it came because of an injury, but now that Wilson is back in, you hope that with the offense starting to show some signs of life, with Elijah Moore starting to get going, and with Mike LaFleur seemingly starting to get into a bit of a groove, that this will be a positive for him and his development.
Yeah, you would have to think that the opportunity to hit the pause button was a good thing for him, and I do think that. I mean, you don't want it to happen like this, but when you look at those first five-plus games, and you look at his numbers, and it wasn't like it was getting better at the end there. I mean, against the Patriots, he did seem to play better and see things better, but before that, it really was always a struggle for him with some rare flashes of really good play, and I think his biggest problem was trying to force it too much. And I think that watching the guys who played in his stead have great success not making very many big time flashy plays, I think this particular lesson, this particular situation can be really helpful to Zach Wilson.
No question. And I think that Zach Wilson will have the opportunity to prove that he is the guy that the Jets believed he would be with the number two overall pick starting this Sunday against Houston. Might have been a bit of a problem if he had played against the Dolphins. We saw how nasty that rush was. So it's a good thing he didn't have to face that, especially coming off the injury. Much less tense situation against a really bad Houston team. Of course, we know that the rest of that draft class has started to really cook. Elijah Moore, Michael Carter, and Elijah Vera Tucker. But unfortunately, Michael Carter, despite starting to cook, is going to have to take a bit of a step back the way that Wilson did. So this is kind of one of those, the football gods giveth and the football gods taketh away. Zach Wilson comes in, Michael Carter goes out. Michael Carter going to be out 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. With Michael Carter, it's just really bad break for the Jets there and for Michael Carter, because he was playing his best football of the season in that first half against the Dolphins, and just an awkward tackle, and he goes down injured. And the hope is that he will be able to get back on the field before the end of the season. But Robert Saleh said there is a little bit of a concern because it is a high ankle sprain, even though it's a low grade high ankle sprain. And they're not going to put him back on the field before he's healthy. So Saleh said that the Jets will be able to handle it with Tevin Coleman and Ty Johnson and LaMichael Perine. Maybe we'll see some more of him now. But he said that it was a missed opportunity for Carter because he was one of the bright spots on this team. And it kind of stinks that he won't be able to keep building that momentum for the next few weeks.
Unfortunately, he will not be able to continue that momentum. And it looks like Matt Amendola, who hasn't picked up much in the way of momentum, may be in jeopardy in terms of his roster spot and his job here with the New York Jets. It has been a rough go for him. He's missed quite a bit of field goals, been very erratic, did not have a good day in the Jets' loss to the Miami Dolphins at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Robert Saleh, earlier in the week, indicating that the Jets are not necessarily against looking for somebody else. So Amendola is still here for now, but if he has another game like he did against Miami, it's going to be NFL not for long.
Yeah, the Jets signed a kicker. They worked out a bunch of kickers on Tuesday. They signed a kicker to the practice squad. I'm not going to pretend to know what his name is, and you won't know it either, but this is obviously a job that's going to be open for anyone at this point, because Matt Amendola is 2-for-4 from between 40 and 50 yards, and he's missed all three of his kicks beyond 50, and that's just not a way that you're going to keep your job in this league. So maybe it won't happen this week, but there is another option on the roster now, and we'll see.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Play like a Jet.
Let's talk about the quarterback position now beyond Zach Wilson, because this is where it gets a little spicy. We were hoping that Zach Wilson would be making the start on Sunday. And it turns out it's a good thing he's healthy, because the Jets' options are pretty limited here. Josh Johnson is going to back up Zach Wilson off the practice squad because the other two quarterbacks, Joe Flacco and Mike White, had close contacts. So they are not going to be able to be back in time to make this game. So it was either going to be Zach Wilson or Josh Johnson, basically, because with the close contact rule, both Flacco and White are going to be ruled out for Sunday. So things are always interesting around here when it comes to the quarterback position. Never a dull moment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just kind of crazy. But yeah, both of those guys are out Sunday. ESPN reported that White tested positive, which makes sense. This is why it works this way. And this is, people get all pissed at us when we ask about the vaccine. I really could not give to, whatever, if these guys are vaccinated, but it's a legitimate thing to their availability. If you're not vaccinated, you're much more likely to not be available, which is why we ask the questions. And Joe Flacco is not vaccinated. And so he's deemed a close contact and ruled out of the game because he has to quarantine for 5 days. I don't know this, but likely all four of the quarterbacks were exposed to the person who tested positive in a close proximity. And the reason that the other two are still eligible to play, you can deduct it for yourself that there's probably a reason for it. So for everybody who doesn't want us asking about that stuff, this is why we ask. But anyway, yeah, it's just it's a crazy situation in the quarterback room. Like you said, it's a good thing Zach Wilson is ready to come back. And this was the plan. He was cleared on Monday night. And I'm told that this had no bearing on the decision to start Zach Wilson, that they were always going to start him this week once he was cleared. But it's fortunate for the Jets because, I mean, I don't even know what they could have had a situation. I don't know what you do. Is it Jameson Crowder time? I mean, we've already been, you know, one Mike White hit away in New England from Jameson Crowder maybe having to play quarterback. So it's just another weird, crazy twist in the season.
Andy Robert Salah spoke at the beginning of the week, talked about rebuilding. I thought this was an interesting quote. In fairness, this is the first time this fan base has experienced something like this. Usually it has been a quick fix followed by a scramble. Also said that Mekhi Becton is not going to practice this week. So as we had talked about last week, he's still a few weeks away from seeing the field in any capacity, even on the practice field. So Robert Salah both dashing the hopes of people who were hoping that Mekhi Becton would buck the odds a little bit, but also a spicy quote there. And I do think that he's somewhat on point, but also somewhat mistaken. There have been some times when the Jets have gone the quick fix route, Andy. We know that. But also, they have had times where they've gone for the rebuilding route. Of course, everybody remembers 2017 when everyone acknowledged that it was more or less just a season where they were kind of tanking for a quarterback. And then the subsequent rebuilding effort, it just didn't work out too well. I think more than anything, what's really going on here is that the Jets might be in the middle of a successful rebuild because we're seeing Elijah Vera Tucker, Elijah Moore, Michael Carter all playing really, really well. So you've got young pieces that could be foundational for this team. And that's something that we as Jets fans have not seen for quite a while. I'm not saying it's definitely going to work, but I think that's really the crux of what Salah was getting at, which is that the Jets fans are not used to seeing young talent that look like they are going to be ascendant and a long-term part of this future, which would give you hope for the long haul, even if in the short term, it's still very frustrating.
Well, I think what Sal is saying is that even in 2017, there were veterans all over the roster. They haven't in the recent history of this team gone into a season where they just were willing to have like, we're not putting any veterans in the cornerback room and we're not going to fix this. We're going to let our young guys ride with it. And I think that you're seeing some of this growth now from those young guys is more what Sal is talking about, is like, this is how you do, you have to have this year where this year or two where it just sucks and you get your teeth kicked in with the young players to figure out which ones are worth keeping. Because if they find like five or six starters out of this, then when it's time to buy in, it's a lot easier to rebuild, or a lot easier to finish it. And that's actually, if you look at the kind of, you know, the Bucks, they had a lot of really good players that got to play when they were young on the roster. And then they were able to kind of finish it by bringing in the right pieces at the end. I mean, obviously taking Tom Brady out of the equation a little bit there, he's an outlier, but I just think that's kind of what he's getting at, is that you have to, you know, everybody might be like, what the hell are we doing in the secondary? But like, we knew this could happen this year and we knew it could suck. Best case, it doesn't suck this bad, but we were ready for it and we think it's going to pay off in the end. And it's always kind of dangerous to tell Jets fans they haven't been through something before. but I think to a certain extent, he's right. But I also think they're miscalculating a little on, like, Jets fans are really fed up for good reason because they've had to watch this garbage for 10 out of the last 11 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's a stomach for this whole rebuilding, like, to be this bad. So I think there's going to be a little bit more heat on that side of it than they maybe anticipated. But overall, it is much different than the rebuilds we've seen before from them. And that has to be a good thing because those rebuilds did not work.
I think you're right, Andy. A big part of the reason why people are frustrated is because they keep being told to have patience and don't worry about the record this year. Don't worry about the record this year. You get told that enough times and eventually you start to not really believe it anymore and think that it's just some line being fed to you and that no matter what this team does, it's not going to result in success. But as you said, looks like they've got some guys that could be foundational pieces. And even though the record is bad for the first time in a while, the arrow does seem to be pointing up. And part of the reason for that, the Jets are in really good draft position and in an unexpected way. I think a lot of people thought the Jets were going to have a really bad record and get a really high draft pick, figure somewhere in the top 10. But I don't know if anybody thought that Seattle was going to be this bad. Andy, New York football teams are dominating the top 10 of the draft right now. They are sitting on what, as of right now, would be four of the top 10 picks because the Giants are sitting at number 5, and they've got the 7th pick courtesy of Chicago with that Justin Fields trade. Meanwhile, the Jets are sitting at number 2 for the second year in a row, and they've got the 6th pick in the draft courtesy of the Seattle Seahawks and the Jamal Adams trade. So if you believe in Joe Douglas and you like what he did in this past draft and you hand him more ammo, including those picks plus the Jets pick at the top of the second round and the Carolina second round pick, so it could be 4 picks in the top 50 and 2 in the top 10, Jets could be sitting pretty with ammo here heading into the draft. And then once again, as we know, plenty of money to spend in free agency.
Yeah, they're going to have, I mean, Seattle's in deep trouble. That team just doesn't look very good. And Jamal Adams sure seems to be struggling, which I'm sure Jets fans aren't enjoying at all. But I mean, talk about like just you're allowed to enjoy that, Jets fans. Like, that guy deserves it very much for the way he handled himself on the way out of town. So I mean, that it's just one of those rare instances where you're like, yeah, that worked. That guy got what he deserved. I mean, and he got a lot of money too. So, you know, you can have your kind of revenge and know that it's going to be harder for the Seahawks to rebuild because of his contract and because of that trade, and it's benefiting your team as well. So in the end, the Jamal Adams thing couldn't have worked out much better for the Jets. And yeah, they're going to have, you have to think worst case, 2 picks in the top 15. And very good chance to have 2 picks in the top 10 and, or who knows if things get really bad there in Seattle at the end of the year. So it's a good position for the Jets to be in. It's important to hit on the draft classes. And I would, although we're seeing a lot of good signs right now, I would still be cautious. I mean, last year I thought around this time Denzel Mims was something, and now we think he's something else. It's still very early, I would say that. So, but like I'll tell you, Michael Carter sure looks good. Both of the Michael Carters look good. AVT looks good. It's, you know, Eccles has looked good in stretches. It's been, these guys have been contributors in this rookie class. Elijah Moore obviously looks good. So, and now in the final weeks of the season, if Zach Wilson can join those guys, there's going to be a very different vibe in the offseason, no matter what the team's record is, than we've felt in a while.
Andy, I just wanted to ask you this before you run, because it is going to be Thanksgiving tomorrow. What do you think Jets fans should be thankful for right now as far as the franchise goes and the direction and all that? And also, what are you thankful for as a beat writer who covers this team?
I think the fans should be thankful that they have something to watch that's meaningful over these final 7 games, which is the development of their young quarterback. It doesn't mean it's going to be good, but it's a lot better than going into this stage of the season at 2-8 with nothing to root for or watch. So to be like last year when you're watching the draft board, now you get to watch football and the draft board. Be grateful for that. And for me, I'm grateful for Mike White and Joe Flacco and all the Jets quarterbacks, because for those 4 weeks when the rookie was out and we weren't sure what we were going to write about, man, they have kept us busy. Mike White, that was a hell of a story. You know, and then the Jets replaced him with Joe Flacco, which was a shocking story. But once again, it's something for us to write about that isn't just hammering on, you know, the problems with the team. So I'm thankful for that, and that we're almost to December. and there's seven games left, and I get to write about something meaningful. So yeah, that's what I'm thankful for.
Andy Vasquez covering the Jets for NorthJersey.com. Thanks so much for coming on and talking about all this news with me. Really appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving, sir. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, I know you've got plenty of stuff coming up because there is no rest for the wicked. So the giving that you'll be doing is to Jets fans, giving them brand new, fresh content leading up to the game against the Houston Texans on Sunday when Zach Wilson will make his big return on the road. So for those that want to check out what you do over at NorthJersey.com, what do you got in store for them over the next couple of days? And also, how can they get a hold of you on social media if they want to check out what you're doing there too?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Andy_Vasquez, on Instagram at @ByAndyVasquez. And this week, you know, we'll be talking with Zach Wilson and seeing – and what he expects as he returns against Houston, which has one of the worst pass defenses in the NFL. And then also going to kind of take a deeper look at Robert Saleh's comments the other day about the rebuild and kind of look at where this rebuild might be different than some of the other Jets rebuilds in the past and what a good comparison might be for another team that has rebuilt successfully.
Make sure you check out everything Andy is doing. And don't forget, they've got a great deal for you over at NorthJersey.com. For just 99 cents, you get 6 months of unlimited coverage, everything that's behind the paywall. So it works out to about 15 cents a month. Because when I say 99 cents for 6 months, I don't mean 99 cents a month. I mean 99 cents total. So it's a great deal. Take advantage of it while you can, and you'll get everything Andy's doing and everything that all the other sports writers and the news writers are doing, which is very good because it gives you all the great local news that you need. So make sure that you go over to NorthJersey.com. Take advantage of that great deal, 99 cents for 6 months. Also, check out everything we're doing over at PlayLikeAJet.com. Brand new videos at the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has a video up there right now breaking down the phenomenal performance of Elijah Moore. You definitely want to watch that. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Also, check out our store at teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the Zach Says Go Long shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Bless You Thank You shirt with Quentin Williams and John Franklin Myers, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt. It's all there right now, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And make sure you give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.